From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The top commander for U.S. and allied forces in Afghanistan is facing questions from members of Congress about a U.S. airstrike over the weekend that killed 22 people at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders in Kunduz. General John Campbell says it was a mistake and it is being investigated. NPR's Tom Bowman says Campbell also spoke of American troop levels.
General Campbell wouldn't get into numbers, but sources tell NPR that they're looking at options of from 3,000 U.S. troops to 5,000 U.S. troops staying in the country beyond 2016. They're also looking at keeping several air bases open beyond 2016, Bagram to the north, Kandahar to the south, and Jalalabad to the east.
NPR's Tom Bowman. The storm-related death toll in the Carolinas now stands at 16. 14 of those fatalities are reported in South Carolina, where the rain has stopped, but floods remain a huge threat. The governor has warned of a mass of water headed to low-lying coastal communities downstream from Columbia, which has been overwhelmed by historic rainfall and floods. Search and rescue operations continue for possible survivors of the U.S.-flagged cargo ship El Faro. NPR's Greg Allen says the company is responding to questions about the journey of that vessel, which sank in Hurricane Joaquin with 33 crew members on board.
Executives with Tote Maritime, the ship's owners, are defending the captain's decision to take the El Faro into the path of the storm. Joaquin was just a tropical storm when the El Faro left port in Jacksonville Tuesday. By Thursday, Captain Michael Davidson alerted the company the ship was listing to one side and had lost propulsion. The El Faro sank soon afterwards. In Jacksonville, Tote Services President Phil Green said the company raised no objections to Davidson's voyage plan.
Given what he had in the way of information about the weather system, his plan was a sound plan that would have enabled him to clearly pass around the storm with a margin of comfort.
The National Transportation Safety Board has already begun an investigation. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Volkswagen is cutting back investments as it tries to retrench from a scandal that will likely cost the company billions. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports a new CEO says cutbacks will not be painless.
VW's new chief executive Matthias Müller told the carmaker's employees in Germany that the company will likely have to set aside far more than the $7 billion it already has to cover costs related to its emissions cheating scandal. And that, he reportedly told employees, means that any planned investments that weren't essential would be scrapped or postponed. The company faces difficulty on multiple fronts, trying to investigate who is responsible, keeping its business steady while placating angry customers.
NPR's Yuki Noguchi reporting. Dow is up 9 at 16,780. This is NPR. Cereal maker General Mills is recalling an estimated 1.8 million boxes of Cheerios and Honey Nut Cheerios. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports the company says wheat may have been added to the products, which are labeled gluten-free.
General Mills points to an isolated incident at a company facility in California in which wheat flour was inadvertently introduced into the gluten-free oat flour. The company says it will recall and retrieve affected cereals from warehouses and store shelves. General Mills has posted code dates for its affected products online and says consumers with wheat allergies, celiac disease, or gluten intolerance should not consume the products and can contact General Mills for a full refund. Products containing wheat can sicken people with wheat allergies or celiac disease. Wheat can also cause GI discomfort for people with gluten intolerance. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
A majority of U.S. households can expect to see a drop in their heating bills this winter. The U.S. Department of Energy is projecting that the weather will be warmer across most of the United States and that energy prices will drop. It says the biggest savings are expected for those who use propane or oil to heat their homes. They say those consumers could save anywhere from around $300 to $450. The Dow is up slightly at 16,777. NASDAQ off 55, more than 1% at 4725. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.